So let me just grind through some stuff here, guys. We are sort of an interesting period this week. We have some news from EVE London we're going to be going over about changes that are going to be happening to the game. And perhaps most importantly, some of those changes are going to give us something to do that's not a boring, shitty Civ War. So I'm super pumped about that, involving, of course, the changes to bookmarks, which in reality, and the bookmark changes are cool and important on their own merits, but the ACL bookmarks more functionally allow people to start fucking around in wormhole space, and we are going to start doing that, and it's going to be pretty awesome. But first things first, yeah, the Aether Wars thing is happening. I completely don't care about that, and I'm pretty sure that nobody else here does. All right, so first things first, Secret Santa is happening. If somebody can link that thread, there is a Secret Santa thread that Kayman is going to be running. And if you're going to be participating in the Secret Santa this year, you need to RSVP for the Secret Santa by the 8th of December. If you do sign up for the Secret Santa, you need to take it seriously because it's considered to be serious business Hearth Blorf. And if you ghost on Secret Santa after signing up for it, bad things happen. So, yeah. Thank you. Next thing, we have our first announcement here. I'm really pleased to see this. I did not have anything to do with this. They just did this organically on their own and requires micromanagement for me, which is great because I get to be lazy. EVE Vegas 2020 has been announced on Reddit, and they have this particular Twitter account. So if you're a person on Twitter, please go ahead and follow that. This is Greygal and all of the crew and the team that makes the volunteers that help make EVE Vegas happen. Well, it's kind of on us, the community as a whole, to make sure that EVE Vegas occurs next year. And already they're saying, hey, this is happening. We're doing this. We're getting feedback, blah, blah, blah. So as that progresses over the course of this year to make sure that EVE Vegas 2020 does occur, you will be hearing me regularly promoting it because I don't care if CCV is doing some stupid San Diego thing. We're going to be partying in fucking Vegas next October, come hell or high water. So that's cool. Also, seeing Micromancer mentioned is pretty cool. He did, in fact, send me a gigantic photo of his mostly naked ass with all his guns, and I received that, and it was pretty cool. Okay, so before we go into the wormhole stuff, because that's going to be the most interesting and substantive part of the fireside, EVE London is today. There have been a few announcements of things that CCB is going to be doing regarding the game. I'm not sure whether the time zone tanking change that was discussed by Rise at the last meta show is fully incorporated into what they announced at London, but they did say that they're going to be removing the defender's ability to pick the day of defense. So that's at least a positive change for Citadel mechanics, but we'll have to wait and see about the rest of the stuff. Ooh, Garpa update. That's kind of a big deal. Or GTS, I should say. So check that shit out, guys. High fives all around for everyone who was involved with that project. I did not realize that had happened. That is neat. Okay, so one bit of minor unpleasantness to go through before we get to the wormhole stuff. We are, as you guys know, on a monthly basis, Atrum compiles a whole bunch of statistics, and those statistics are a lot more than just PAP scores. They track engagement activity, forum posts, how many people are on Jabber, how many people are like doing things with the community. And there are a couple of corporations that fell afoul of the dreaded suck metric. And so Generals of Destruction Syndicate and Sub-Zero are going to be sort of phased out of the alliance as a result. One of the situations was a corp merge functionally, like they mostly moved over to Karma Fleet. So we need to be tidy when corporations start either merging into other corporations or people lose interest and wander off or what have you, because it becomes a security threat unless we sort of close the door behind them. But one of the things I want you guys to know, when we do say like, hey, here's these statistics, here's things with a suck metric, it is not all about PAP scores. I know that lots of other alliances only judge things by raw fleet participation. That is, of course, critically important. But a classic example, you know, corporations will have activity where like they have a phase where everybody's playing, and they'll have times where like everybody's, you know, especially if it's like a friend group from one like area and they're all off playing another game together. We will often give people a pass on PAP stats as long as, you know, you can see engagement and activity in other areas. Like it was like these dudes are all hanging out on Jabber, they're just not going on fleets right now. You can sort of give it a pass for a couple months and see if people re-engage. So when we do talk about removing corporations, when we talk about the suck metric and stuff like that, the thing that I want you guys to take away is don't obsess completely on PAP stats. And also, like, you can be the most high PAP corp out there, but if you're a bunch of insufferable pub lords, I might just get rid of it anyway because it's awful and insufferable pub lords. We don't want that in our group. So yeah, that's a thing. Two corporations are being shown the door because of consistent and very low metrics. And yes, as HM says, sending really obnoxious alliance mails are a great way for me to just completely subvert the normal process and purge, because the executive exists in the exception. All right, so on to more fun things. So the ACL bookmark change is coming in on, I guess, Tuesday, next Tuesday, and this is something that we have been preparing for a long time. We want something new to do with you guys. Like, we want to go and do a campaign and have something be cool and different and not just have it be another, like, oh, tribute campaign, and we're all going to go blow up a bunch of citadels and then nothing comes of it, and we're all sort of, like, you know, blue ball to fuck at that and not getting our pounds of flesh in our screams. So Kathy Aaron, the guys at Pathfinders, have been working really hard on preparing for this. And when the bookmark change goes in, we are going to start sending people sort of at the small scale level, sort of six and squads type engagement, into wormhole space to look for stuff to do. We have been approached by a lot of the major wormhole entities because they are reasonably and understandably afraid that we are going to destroy their ecosystem. And there will be some destruction, but our goal in this is not we're going to be all conquering people coming into wormholes and we're going to kick everybody's ass, because in practice, we are very likely going to make a whole bunch of terrible mistakes and get our asses kicked, at least initially speaking. And I think that's going to be kind of interesting. Wormhole space, if you've ever lived in a hole for any like length of time, is a very different and unforgiving environment, which is cool and good. This is not intended to be like the Imperium as a coalition invades wormholes and burns them all down. This is kind of like, hey, we want something new to learn. We want something new to do. We want to get our asses kicked in new and different ways. You know, we will also end up like crushing a bunch of people that get in our way, but we want to do it in a way that isn't like ruining the ecosystem, because we need something to do that's not like fucking Fozzy-Sov garbage. Which is not to say that we're not ever going to be doing Sov Wars or things like that, but my sense for talking to you guys at a variety of events and firesides and shit is that, like, you know, we don't want to go launching off on a big ass Sov campaign and have it be unfulfilling and boring like the tribute one. We want something new. We want something that actually involves spaceships smashing into spaceships. And one of the things that is kind of nice about the potential about the wormhole stuff is that they are kind of used to arranging fights in wormhole space, and that's not a bad thing for our purposes. Like, if we arrange their back channels with certain wormhole entities that we're going to mash 50 spaceships into their 50 spaceships, I'm fucking happy with that. And there's going to be some people who are going to piss us off, and we will kick over their sandcastles the old-fashioned way, and we'll have loot pinatas. So I just want people to have the right attitude about this. This is not going to be, we are amazing and we know what we're doing. This is not our space. It's not our territory. Pathfinders know what's up about this shit, but as far as your average member of the Imperium, most of us are very confused about wormholes in the same way that we're very confused about high sec. It's a strange place where the rules don't normally operate the way that we understand. So Don't assume it's going to be awesome victory all the way around. If we get kicked in the dick a few times once we start messing around wormhole space, that's awesome. Like, I want to see challenge. I want to see novelty. I want to see us forced to learn and confront different opponents, different challenges. Anyway, yeah, so I think it's going to be really cool. I'm delighted TCP has finally done it because I can come to you guys and say, hey, we're going to do something cool. And Kathy, I don't know if you wanted to use your words and talk about this a little bit, or yeah. I'm going to make sure you're unmuted if you are here too.
I am here. So basically, you guys can hear me, yeah?
Hang on a second.
I believe.
Okay.
Am I good?
Kathy, you are unmuted if you can use your words.
I can't. Can you hear me? Why is this not? Can you guys hear me? Okay.
Yes,
geez.
We can
All
hear
right.
You.
Thank you. I appreciate it. the whole wormhole thing, that it's going to be a combination of like sigs and squads, and it's also going to be folks who just want to kind of show up and do the things. But we'll have a channel that everybody can consolidate in the jabber, and there'll be a ping target that'll be working for that kind of stuff as well. You guys will. I'm pretty sure it'll be pretty content filled at this point, based on everything we've been gathering in terms of intel. So it's me wormhole living, and it's going to be scanning chains.
I'm glad that
finding
you've all
targets.
Enjoyed hearing from Kathy Iron. I think he gave a great pitch as to all of the fantastic things that we're going to be doing in wormhole space. So I really appreciate him speaking to us today, and I feel inspired. I'm sure you all feel inspired as well. I you guys are either completely fucking with me or my mumble is screwing up. I can't even tell who's fucking with who and who's trolling who. Like, I haven't heard a damn thing he was saying.
It's okay. It's going to be fun. We're going to enjoy ourselves and look for pings and whatnot coming up soon.
It was actually talking? God damn it, my fucking headphones must be screwing up. I couldn't hear anything. I'm so sorry. I thought you guys were trolling me about him being silent because I couldn't hear him, so I'm all like, oh, I'm very inspired. Sorry, Kathy, you gotta all fuck with my headphones, they don't suck.
I actually want to hear the recording for that now.
I'm so confused. Yeah, so when I'm pressing my push-to-talk key, I'm seeing my name light up and stuff, but it wasn't showing up when Kathy was talking. I have no fucking idea. Whatever. Anyway! Audio stuff has just been strange today. So yeah, that's basically that. Hopefully Kathy was doing his thing, and it seems that way. That was actually really kind of funny. But I haven't had a chance to take questions, so we are going to take some questions. I need to, again, we're going to have a good meta show today. Like, we're going to try to get Brisk from London, so he's going to give us a report as to what he was seeing in London, and discussing that. That'll be at the top of the hour. But between now and then, we haven't actually had any questions here, so or at least the ones that I've seen. So if you have Q&As for us, will I be able to hear Briscoe? I don't know. I'm now genuinely worried about this because my fucking like my main mumble on my PC was screwing up earlier, and my AirPods and whatever are working just fine on this laptop in the Loom meeting just a few seconds ago, and now what the fuck? Organizationally speaking, we do actually refer to a lot of things as mittens proofing, because being a hypersocial sort of person, I'm pretty much helpless with mathematics or technology in any form. So, will we be keeping the station in? Question. I mean, we'd certainly be keeping 407 and head for Saturday Night Swarm stuff. And yeah, no, I don't want to like dive into that. There's been no formal request from test or anything like that, that we like remove those stations or anything like that. We don't really need them because they're something that was a relic from the era of, you know, before we had Keep Stars everywhere. Like that whole catch exclusion zone was set up. Vili wanted to have Fort Azaris such that if Legacy needed to send fleets over to us when we were worried about like NC and PL before we kicked NC and PL's asses over and over again. So like that sort of chain through the exclusion zone was designed for us to be able to support Legacy versus PL and NC dot, and then be able to support us versus PL and NC dot. And then years ago, and then killed the shit PL and NC dot. And now we're all grown up and everybody uses Keep Stars to move fleets around instead of Fortizars. So it's kind of like this Legacy thing that we kind of forgot about. Do we plan on building more Titans, and what, given the state of the game? Yes, the answer is always more power. If it's a question of would you like to have more power and more military force, the answer is yes, we would like to have more power and military force. Good question, though. I'm glad you brought it up. Somebody had a question here in Mumble Chat, guys. We like to do questions in Elysium and conference.gunfleet.com. However, the question, even though I shouldn't be answering this, is why did the powers that be try to move Vegas to San Diego? I have no idea. However, all of the answers and excuses that could be made are dumb and wrong. Which is why we're doing Vegas. Are there any things in particular that people should be driving towards, certain ships or skill sets? Good question. Generally speaking, you know, the strategic doctrines are the way that they are for a reason. Like, you know, you need to be able to fly the ships that are the ones that we're currently using. But in terms of, you know, you can inject into basically anything subcapital relatively easily. The main thing in terms of building up strategic power is making sure that people have you know, rural walls if they're using their economic base, and then transitioning from that personal economic ability to acquiring strategic assets, you know, fax machines, and then time. Will SRP for Trigger Reds be available? Not going to comment on that because we don't know yet. Do we have any plans for escalation runners, thanks to ACL bookmarks? I only think about PvE if I'm to, and so I can't answer that question. I'm sure somebody does. Any update on Goon's job form? Oh, actually a really good idea. A really good question. So I think the nominate is has moved. He is wedding this weekend. So we haven't like posted that yet, but that is a project that we have continued to be talking to and compiling people. So if you are in charge of a company or have hiring power or know people who have hiring power and are interested in that, please do contact and nominate about that. I'm glad that you brought it up because I forgot to pitch that again. The Ponzi scheme guy keeps saying he has spies and goons in 1DQ1 local. Can we kill him now? That's always nice when people tell you that they have spies. Like, I'll go to Vegas and people will come up to me like, I have a spy in Illuminati. And I'm like, thanks, dude. I now know that you don't have a spy in Illuminati, so eat my ass. When people flag things one way or another, they think that they're trying to play clever, but they're actually telling you the opposite of what they're saying. Is PL and Test going to dip their toe in the water with Wormhole Space now, and are we still blue to test in Wormhole Space? We're not blue to test in Wormhole Space, to my knowledge. That's kind of an interesting question. I think you're going to see Infinity dipping their toes in the water of Wormhole Space, because none of us want to do Ponzi stuff. All right, let's see what we got. Oh, revolving. Which is, like whenever CCB adds a new ship, we just have to wait until it arrives. Supply is always an issue when it comes to fancy faction things, right? Like, you know, since we operate at such a scale, it's the problem that we ran into at the start of the Fountain War where, you know, hey, we can do all the stuff, but, you can't have a doctrine based around Tempest fleet issues if you have tens of thousands of people through ships in a war of attrition. So anything, so for example, one of the reasons why doing stuff in wormholes is kind of interesting now is there'd be an opportunity for us to actually use the like high sec oriented Leshak doctrine that we cooked up. The fittings team came up with this cool thing, and then the guys that we were going to be using it against gave up and wandered away. But, except for like special teams, high speed, low drag kind of stuff, it's really hard to use faction ships at anything that requires scale. Can we do Fuzzy Stop Ops when CCB devs are fleets? Yes, absolutely. So that is one of the things. We definitely want, and I think you're going to see this across the game, is that everybody in NullSec wants to get devs. They're not going to be known as devs. What the policy change was that if a player is outed as being a dev, they won't have to lose the character and disappear. If devs are going to be playing, it's not going to be like, hey, CCB Rise is on CCB Rise and he's playing. It's just going to be like, dude in the trench next to you, you won't realize he's a dev. But CCB's policy change, which I support completely, if it ever gets out, that character is not going to have to be disappeared, right? So, but yeah, we all, it's the interest of all of the great powers to get the devs to have some actual fucking experience with some of the things that they have wrought. With CCB talking about more and larger super and cap nerfs and application subcaps, what do I think about that? I think that subcapitals are the foundation of gameplay in EVE Online, and that I think that kind of like how a support fleet, you know, makes sure that an aircraft carrier doesn't get blown up, it's important to have sort of this pyramid of a continuum of force, whatever analogy you want to use, where subcapitals and regular capitals are preparing the ground for super capitals as part of an escalation chain. I still get angry when I think about Titans being able to shoot afterburning Rifter newbies. Super caps should be supported by caps and subcaps, and not, in my view, be able to do whatever the hell they want without requiring support. And that's from the position of, hey, we have all the super caps, but I think it's just better gameplay for these things being escalation tools that require subcapital support. Incosis, who is an extremely endearing poster, we have been watching your posting and enthusiasm. Incosis is like the super Shoban dude, and we love him, even though you might not realize that we know you and we love you. But he has a question about locust fleets once a week. The only reason why we're not doing locust fleets once a week is that the way that fracking is set up, it's something that you do every 2 weeks because fracks have like 54, 56 day cycles. So every 2 weeks we do a locust fleet. We did one last week and we're going to do one next week. So we're basically already doing the maximal and optimized amount of locust fleets. that's just how the game is set up. What is my expectation about the game for 2020? I think that things are headed in the right direction. That's a good question. Superion Maximus. It's a question. I think that things are in a more positive direction. Obviously, the fact that we are going to be able to go do something new and cool with this wormhole fuckery with the ACL bookmarks is, you know, we need sand in the sandbox. We need novelty. We need spaceships mashing into spaceships and blowing each other up. Not spaceships babysitting a Sov node. Not spaceships, you know, blowing up and undefending against a citadel and not getting anything for it, shit like that. Now, I'm not saying that structure grind is, you know, not a fun or reasonable part of EVE Online. It just shouldn't be the only thing in EVE Online. And it seems like CCB has, you know, backed away from the worst idiocies of the Blackout / Age of Chaos or whatever. So, yeah, I'm a lot more optimistic about shit just because they pulled away from the precipice and now they're actually giving us something cool to do that's novel. And the Korean launch is going really well, guys. Like, that's also another thing that's huge. Like, that's a big shot on the arm for the game. I'm glad that you asked, because to make it very clear, like, I'm seeing positive things in the future for the game as opposed to, oh God, when is the idiocy going to stop? If CCP does implement resource depletion, will we start invading other regions for those resources? Well, it depends on how they implement resource depletion, but we have been planning for some sort of resource depletion / crop rotation mechanic for some time now, because it seems like an obvious and reasonable thing to do to the game. The only question, of course, in theory, a resource depletion mechanic would be something that I think would be cool, but in practice, we have to see what they actually want to do, right? Like, they say it's resource depletion, but what does that mean, right? What is the ground truth when they show it off, right? And so we don't know. Like, right now in practice and in fuzzy grand strategy ideas, do I like the idea of resource depletion so we don't have to sit and delve with our thumbs up our asses hoping somebody invades us? I would totally like the idea of resource depletion in principle. As for the reality of it, once it comes down the pipe, we'll have to see what the actual facts are. And certainly, like, the Locust Fleet is a model which can be deployed to, like, come into another region, strip everything of value, and vanish, which would be pretty hilarious. Yeah, I mean, as Rolf points out here, roaming Locust Fleets is very much one of the reasons why we organize and do Locust Fleets, is because it sets up the system of, hey, we come in, we swoop in, and we just take everything and loot it back to Delve. All right, so I need to go prepare for the meta, guys, so thanks for coming. Top of the hour meta show, Brisk is going to be reporting live from London about everything he's learned there. Should be good. I'll be ranting about why alliances fight on my little soapbox, and hopefully I can get my headphones to fucking work. After listening to Hilmar, one last question. After listening to Hilmar ramble for an hour today about things that in no way resemble how the game actually works, do we have any confidence that the idiocy has stopped? Yeah, actually, because based on what I saw in Vegas, I don't think that Hilmar is micromanaging things the way that I'm afraid that he was before. So I don't really listen to what Hilmar says when he's at one of these public events. I listen to what the devs who are actually with their hand on the wheel say. All right, guys, that's basically it for now. I gotta fuck off and get ready for the meta show. Thanks for coming. We will see you all next week. Enjoy your Thanksgivings, and let's get ready for wormhole-y stuff. Should be fun.